sono già la mala. Die Inu Kmanse Vlua, die hat Omra Vinyon Barriete, Somra Vyochanan, und Borchim al Ha'or, bein dem Otsi Shabbos, bein dem Otsi Yom Kippur. The other Amorayim here held that you make a bracha on the Nair, not only Motsi Shabbos, when the fire was created, but also on Motsi Yom Kippur, because since you couldn't use the fire the whole day, it's a chiddush, you make a bracha on it after Yom Kippur. That's the meaning. The Kivan Shiro and Mavarich Miyad. It says you don't make a bracha on or only Motzei Shabbos, not Yom Kippur. Why? Because that's when it was created. And since you see it, you write immediately make the bracha. You don't wait for Havdalah. You make the bracha on the or by itself. And Behuda Omer sold him on a coast. Rabbi Huda said, no, you wait, and you make it together with Havdalah. V'amr Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'Rabbi Huda. And Rabbi Yochanan said, the halacha is like Rabbi Huda. So you see from over here that you only make a bracha on the Nair, Motzei Shabbos, not Motzei Yom Kippur. Lo kasha. Kan b'or shavas, kan b'or hayotz m'rayitz v'nabonim. Motzei Shabbos, you make a bracha on any fire, even if you lit it then. But on Motzei Yom Kippur, you only make a bracha on a candle that was burning the heter on Yom Kippur, and now you couldn't use it, and now you can use it, then you make the bracha. But stam, to light a fire, Motzei Yom Kippur, to make a bracha on, that you don't do. Tani chada, or hayotzi min ha'etzi min ha'von mevorchim alav, tani chada, ein mevorchim alav. We have one brisa that says you make a bracha on a newly lit fire, and the other one that you don't make a bracha on that. Lokashi, kan b'motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, you make a bracha on any fire. Kan b'motzei Yom Kippurim, only on fire that had been burning on Yom Kippur, the heter, and now you want to make a bracha on the Motzei Yom Kippur, then you make a bracha. A fire that was lit, Motzei Yom Kippur, you don't make a bracha on. Rashi. Amadavar, the Inu Kman Shavua, Ula Varaba, Shalom Ratsuma Hodos, the Divri Rababa, that you only make a bracha on Motzei Shabbos, who do they hold like? Amadavar, no, that's the minute. Ba'or Shavas, Shahaya B'Shabbos, Shadolak Hayom. Right, this Nair was burning on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. Mikomokom in Melechus Aveira Shomas. But no Aveira was done with this. Shadolak Beheter. Either it was lit on Yom Kippur the Heter for a cholish yesh bo sakana, or it was lit erev Yom Kippur. As mevarchim af Motzei Yom Kippur, then you make a bracha on that Motzei Yom Kippur. That he bracha mishum dover chidishu. No, shalom mehenem in ha'or hayom. It's not because fire was created Motzei Yom Kippur. That's the reason you make the bracha Motzei Shabbos. But here, since you couldn't use this fire that was burning on Yom Kippur, and now you can use it, so it's a chiddush, you make the brach on that. Ba'or hayotz mi'ha'etzim, the nivra asha. Motzei Shabbos, you do it, even on a fire, you lit Motzei Shabbos, because you're making the brach on the new creation of fire. Ein mevarch olav Motzei Yom Kippur, but Motzei Yom Kippur, you wouldn't make a brach on a fire that you lit, Motzei Yom Kippur, ela b'motzei Shabbos, afu tchilas b'riyas or. Unless when Kippur falls on Shabbos, then it's now no worse than any regular Shabbos. Okay. Rebbe Mefazron, Rebbe Chia Mechanson. Rashi, Rebbe Mefazron, Rebbe Kshira or Mevorech Alav Miyad, Kshavim Lo Besom in the Sof Shom, Mevorech Aleyah. Rebbe used to make these brachas separately. As soon as he would see a candle, he'd make Borei Mereish. They bring him Besom in, he'd make Borei Besom in. He wouldn't make them all together by Haftalah. And Reb Chiya Mechansan. Reb Chiya would make them all together, Mechansan ala kos, kmo shanu osim, like we do. We make them all together with Haftalah. Om Reb Yitzchak bar Avdimi, afa pish Rebbe Mefazron, choser v'sorgan ala kos, kdei v'hotzi bonav v'mnei besam. Even though Rebbe used to say them separately, that was for himself. But later he'd go home and make Havdalah for his family, and then he would say these brachas again to be motzi his family. That's Masha in all the brachas. It's also Masha over here, B'nai Beiso means his wife, that are women are also chayiv in Bisamim and in Ner. Shaila, whether they're only chayiv in Havdalah, whether the women are chayiv in Havdalah b'chlal. If Havdalah is part of the mitzvahs of Shabbos, and just like a woman is chayiv in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos, she's chayiv in Havdalah, or Havdalah is a separate thing. And it's a mitzvah sheish hazman grama, women are potter. So Shaila also, whether they're chayiv in the Bisamim, obviously they can make a bracha on Bisamim, they smell Bisamim any time. But the Ner, since it's something can only do motzi Shabbos, since a mitzvah says shazman grama, are they chayiv? Are they potter? Or no, because it's a bracha of shevach v'hodah, maybe they're chayiv. So here it's mashma that he was motzi his wife also in the Bisamim and in the Ner. So the chorus mashma, women are chayiv in the Ner. The or the Motzei Shabbos Ivri. Now the Gemara asks, was fire created Motzei Shabbos? The Hotanya Asor Dvarim Nivru Be'erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashas Elohei. 10 things were created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashas, and these are they: Be'er, the Be'er of Miriam, the Hamon, the Keshes, the rainbow. Some say that the rainbow, what's it called, existed already from Erev Shabbos, but it didn't really appear till after the Mabul, because the cloud cover was so strong that the rainbow couldn't be formed. But the concept of the rainbow that Rabban Shem created, Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmosh, Ksav, Nichtav, the Haluchos, we'll see in 1 second what all these are. Ksav, we'll see Rashi. The Haluchos, the Kivro Shal Moshe, Umo'ara Shomet B'Moshe V'Eliyahu, Psichas Piha Asam, Psichas Piha Aretz, and Loas HaRishayim by Korach, from the Chemya Omer Mishum Ovim, Af Ha'or V'Haperet. Fire and a mule were also created Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes. From the Yoshi Omer Mishum Ovim, Af Ha'ayil V'Hashomer, the Ayil of Avraham Avinu by the Akedah, and the Shomer, which was an animal that probably gave off radiation and split stones, which they used for engraving the stones in the Mikdash. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afatzvas. The tongs was also, the first tongs was created in Hashemayim. Hu Haya Omer Tzavsa B'Tzavsa M'Savta B'Tzavsa K'maisa Man Oved Haloi Beri B'Dei Shemayim. A tongs, you always need another tongs to make a tongs. So how did the first tongs get made? That was made in Hashemayim. So they said to him, Lamaisa, you can make a tongs without having a tongs. You can make it in a mold. So the first one could have been made in a mold. If that's the case, then it could be made by people, even the first one. So it does say over here, though, that Or was created Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes, not Motzei Shabbos. Rashi, Be'er Shem Miriam, Sela Shiyotzu Minenu Hamayim Ayidei Moshe, Ve'ogul Kamin Kvara Hoya, U'miskal Gili Mohem Komokam Sholachim. It was a round stone that rolled with them wherever they went, and the water came from that. Ksav Kriyat Shem Hosios. So Rashi learns Ksav means the names of the letters. V'hamichtov Hakikosam Mitzurasam. And the Nichtov is the actual shape of the letters. Kach Shamati. V'nidnira Ksav Zui Hakika Surasam. Rashi says, no, Ksav is not the name of the letters, that's not called Ksav. Ksav is the actual form of the letters. V'hamnachtev Hu Eit V'cheret Shenichtov Hakika Saluchos. Machtev was the instrument that the Rabban Shem used to carve akaluchos. Kiahiditushim minayin l'rabos hasol v'asira v'hamachtev. Machtev is a writing instrument. So the first writing instrument, the writing instrument that was made by the Rabban Shem, carve out the luchos, was made on Erev Shabbos. V'nir and debore, the karye lo kari li kriye lo kari li ksav. You don't call ksav the names of the osios. Ma'ara shomet b'moshe, v'shamticho b'nikra satsur ad ovri, v'chein b'liyohu, v'yelich ad har elhim choreb, v'yobo shom el ha-ma'ara v'yolin shom. A special cave where Moshe and Eliyahu stood when the Shekhinah passed over was made Erev Shabbos. With Lois HaRishoyim Adas Korach, v'ha-pered ein kol chodesh tachas ha-shemesh. Per is a mule. If the mule would have been made from crossbreeding, then there'd be something new in creation. So it was created before. U'pered rishon nivra min ha-aretz v'lo bo min ha-kilayim. The original pered was made by the Rebbe Shlom from the earth, just like the other animals, and it didn't come from crossbreeding. Ha'ayah shel Avraham ha-shomer k'min tolah, so it's like a worm. V'ein kol v'rekosh she'omed b'fanav shel yisparik. When you put it on something, it emitted some kind of sound waves or whatever that split the thing, even hard things. U'bo b'anav Shlomo sabayis v'seches gittin. That's how Shlomo cut these stones that couldn't be cut with metal. Hatzvas tanla shavarzal, what's it called? Tongs. Tzadza shosin achshav hanefachim, but tzadza mesavid. Agitei tzvas acheres hi asuya. You make one tongs by holding it with another tongs. Shosha b'tzvas amaka b'kornas achanasis. But tzadza kamaisa manavdus. Who made the first tongs? Haloi be'emes al-korcha b'riya b'dei shemayimi. Yasena b'tfus al-yidei tzika to make it in a mold. Pour the molten metal into a mold and make the tongs without holding it with another tongs. Kamoshiyotskin kli kesef v'kli nechoshes. Bikvoenu kivun kulu keechod mahir. They do the whole thing in one action.
About the parrot that was created from the earth, Nora said that the other animals were created from earth. I thought Adam was created from the earth.
No, the animals were created from earth, and Adam was also created from the earth. The Torah says it's a pasuk in the Torah. Yeah. That which it says that fire was created Motzei Shabbos is regular fire. And that which it says that it was created Erev Shabbos is the fire of Gehenna. So Mor says, Or Didon the Motzei Shabbos, Or the Gehenna Erev Shabbos. Mor says, Or the Gehenna Erev Shabbos Ivri. The Or of Gehenna was created on Friday. Tanya, Shiva Dvarim Nivru Kodesh Nivru Ha'olam. There are seven things that were created before the world was created. Because these things already were potentially there before the Rebbe Shem made any creations. Be'eluhim, Torah, and therefore at the moment of creation, these things came into being. Torah, Tshuva, Gan Eden, Gehenna, V'kisei HaKovid, U'beis HaMikdash, U'shmo Shel Mashiach. Now all these things preceded the creation of the world. Torah d'chsiv, Hashem konani reishis dargo. The Rebbe Shem created Reishis means before, the beginning of everything. Tshuva d'chsiv b'terem horin yuladu u'ksiv toshin en eshadaka. One of the things before the mountains were created, already tshuva was created. V'tomer tshuva b'nei Adam. Gan Eden d'chsiv v'yita Hashem Elokim gan b'edem mikedem. From before, it was already there from before the Bria. Gehenem d'chsiv ki orach mi esmo tifteh. From the day before already, Tifteh, the people who are seduced by their heart, have a place already to go in Gehenna. Kisei HaKavod Beis HaMikdash, the thief, Kisei HaKavod Moro Mi Risha, Mokdom Mitashenu. Moro Me Risha, Risha again means from the very beginning. The Kisei HaKavod and the Mokdom HaMikdash were created. Shmo Shel Mashiach the seed, Yehi Shmo Liolam, Lifnei Shemesh Yinom Shmo. His name was already established before the sun. Where it says, Amrei Chalolahu Denivra Kodesh Nivra. The space for Gehenna was created before the world was created. The Ordi Deber of Shabbos, but the fire of Gehenna wasn't created till Erev Shabbos. Where it says, the Ordi Deber of Shabbos Ivri, still we have a problem. How could it be the fire of Gehenna was created Erev Shabbos? But Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, Or Shabara Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Sheni M'Shabbos, Ein Lo Kliya La'ola. The light, the fire that the Rebbe Shem created on Monday, can't ever be put out. Shenemar, and that's the fire of Gehenna. Shenemer v'yotzu v'ro b'tigrei v'anoshim ha'poshim li ki solosim v'samus v'isham v'sichte. The fires of Gehenna will never go out for Apikursim. For some people who did Averis, they only go to Gehenna for 12 months. But Apikursim stay in Gehenna forever, and the fires never go out. V'amar ebenoa b'reid rebula mipnei malo nemer kitov v'sheni v'shabas. Why doesn't it say kitov? V'ayar lukim kitov by Monday. That they should never bo or shall Gehenna. Because the or of Gehenna was created, it wasn't good. On Friday, when everything was finished, then even or of Gehenna, as it fits into the whole plan, is good. So the Kitov went back on everything. But as an individual creation, it wasn't good. So we're back to the original question. You can't say that the fire of Gehenna was created on Friday, and our fire was created Motzei Shabbos, because the fire of Gehenna was created already on Monday, not on Friday. Ela chavala kol v'shnivra olam. Ela ma, you have to say like this. That which it says that Gehenna was created before the world is called talking about the space. V'or didei b'sheni b'shabbos. And the fire of Gehenna was created on Monday. V'or didon b'machshava olali boros b'erev Shabbos. And that which it says the fire was created on Erev Shabbos is talking about our fire. But it wasn't actually created. It was contemplated to be created on Friday, below Nivrad Motzei Shabbos. But it wasn't created actually till Motzei Shabbos. Could be the idea is that the fire, the light that was created, B'Shivas and Ebereshis, was put away for the Tzaddikim. But it wasn't put away till Motzei Shabbos. Originally, after Adam was Chote on Friday, it should have been put away. And we should have needed regular fire, regular light. So the Rebbeinu Shem intended to take it away and to make regular fire. But he left that special light over Shabbos and didn't put it away, so they didn't need that new fire, new light, till Motzei Shabbos.
Why can't you just say like the rainbow? It was like created, but it didn't come out yet.
Yeah, you could say that too. I'm saying there's a good reason why. Right, you can say anything you want to say, but here's a good reason why on Friday, right, the Rebbeinu Shem intended to do it, but he didn't actually do it to Motzei Shabbos, because the light had to be changed because of the chait of Adam HaRishon. But the Rebbeinu Shem gave him a Shabbos to be able to do it. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shnei Dvarim, Olav HaMachshava Liboros, Berim Shabbos, Velo Nivro at Motzei Shabbos. Right, there were two things that the Rebbeinu Shem intended to make on Erev Shabbos, but he didn't actually make them to Motzei Shabbos. For Motzei Shabbos, Nosna Kodesh Baruch Hu Deya Ba'odam Arishon made Dugma Shalala, and on Motzei Shabbos, the Rebbeinu Shalom put these ideas into the mind of Adam Arishon, the Hevi Shnei Avonim, the Tochman Zubazu, the Yotzmer Or, and he rubbed two stones together and made fire. The Hevi Shnei Behemos, the Hirkiv Zubazu, the Yotzmer Perit. And he also, what's it called, crossbred two animals and brought the first mule into the world. But the Rebbeinu Shem already conceived the idea of it on Erev Shabbos. Rashi, Reishis Darko, called him the Shar Drachim, before everything else. V'hod Amor Le'el Aksab Erev Shabbos, says that the letters were created Erev Shabbos, B'Ksav and Shaluchos, V'zuhay Saksuba Mitchila Be'esh Shora Gabi Levona. Right, that's talking about the Ksav that was on the Luchos. That wasn't created till Erev Shabbos. But the actual Torah itself, which was written in fire before the world was created, that was already created. But Terem Hori Milado Barosa Midas Tshuva. Tshuva was created, the concept of Tshuva was created before the creation of the world. Kashen Enosh Adaka Ad Yidaka Levavo Lefanecha. Person should do tshuva till his heart is subdued. Mikedem buktim la'olam, before the world was created. Mi'esmo kodim la'olam. Tifteh shekol ha'mispat b'yitzor nofashah. Person is seduced by his yitzahara, falls into Gehenna. Morom mirishon, morom hubar lavos mirishon, mikodim ha'olam. V'chein makom mikdoshenu nivra mirishon. The kiseh akavod, right, is where it's in the highest heaven. And the Mokum of the Mikdash were created May Rishon before the creation of the world. Chalala Cholosh Gehenna called the Briyas Olam. The Terutzim. Now the Gemara says the answer, that the space for Gehenna was created before the world, but the fire wasn't created till Friday. So Mara says, can't be. Ain't look here, the fire of Gehenna was created on Monday. Shu Gehenna was created on Monday. Chazer v'kala, the gross of Tov, the fisher and shoyni donim bo. And the whole scheme of things, Gehenna's also good, because Rishoyim need it. Elavare ordered the Gehenna nivra b'sheni b'shabbos. And Mara's final answer is that the or of Gehenna was created on Monday. And that which it says that or was created on Erev Shabbos is our fire. But the Tanya Bereish of Motzei Shabbos Latikshe. I had said before that fire was created on Motzei Shabbos. It's no question. Kan v'machshava kan v'yitzira. The Rabbanu Sholem conceived the concept of fire Erev Shabbos already. But he didn't give it over to Adam Arishim to actually bring it into the world till Motzei Shabbos. There of Shabbos all of Machshava liboros, but on Nivra and Motzei Shabbos. The Toch and Toch, the Hoch of the Shifshes, the Heek of the Shifshes, Ubizu. He banged two stones together and made fire. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Perid Bine Anahai. The Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says the first actual mule was crossbred in the time of Anna. Shenemar Hu Anna Shemotza Sayemi Bamidbar. He is the Anna who found the Yemin, meaning that he crossbred a horse and a donkey and made a mule. That's Yemin. That's well, there's more mules. Dorshe is another word for a parrot. Dorshe Chamuros Hayu Omrim Anna Pasul Haya Lefiach Hachedi Psuah LaOlam Shenemar Eile B'nei Seir HaChori. It says, what's it called? That B'nei Seir HaChori was Anna. Anna is one of them. He's the son of Seir. Uksiv Eile B'nei Tzivon. Tzivon was one of the sons of Seir. And then it says that his son was Ayan Anna. It says, Mashma, that Anna was the son of Seir and the grandson of Seir. How could that be? Ele Malami Shabbat Tzivon Alimo. Tzivon committed incest with his mother. Beholding Mimeno Anna. And he had this child named Anna. So it comes out that his son was also his brother. And he was also the son of his father. His mother, his wife's child is also his son. But it's also his grandson. Because it was the son of his son and the son of his wife together. Where it says, the Dilma Trey Anna Havu, maybe there were two Annas. Talk about two different people. Amar Rava, Amina Milson, Shmuel, Malkalo Amra, Umamu Shmuel. I said something that, what's it called, that Shmuel never said, and you're asking me questions on it? Ika the Amri, Amar Papa, Amina Milson, Shmuel, Malkalo Amra, Umamu Rava. I said something that Rava didn't say. They used to call them Shmuel Malka as a kinui, because he was a powerful person when it came to halacha, so they called him Shmuel Malka, was the king of Persia. Omar Kra, Hu Anna, Hu Anna the Mikor. It says Hu Anna. Mashma is the same one that we mentioned before. Rashi. Dorshe Chamuros Mideir. Yeah, Migros Tumim. Dorshe Chamuros means people who interpret difficult psukim. Pasul Haya Achiv Miimo Haya Avid. They what's it called? Here's the Anna's. A brother from his mother was his father. His father was his brother. Because he was born from what's it called? Anna lived with his mother. So his son was his brother. Before Shabbat Shivan Alimo Behold. Ela b'nei Seir v'tshivon v'yana. Alma achivoy. Ta achivoy. Right? That Tzivon and Anna were brothers. Uksiv Ela b'nei Tzivon. It says that Tzivon's son was Anna. How can it be his brother and son? Because, what's it called? He had relations with his mother. Alma b'noi. Shmuel kari le rova shmur malka. Yishun d'boki hoya b'dini. V'hilchasa kavosi b'dini. Kedin hayotzini pi amelosh miskai. He was like a melech. Whatever he said You know, that was the halacha. Shmur Mimelech Parsim Hoyd Mi Rava. Shmur Malka was the king of Persia in the time of Rava. Tosus says a little different, how we know. Because Tosus says we never find that, what's it called, that a person's wife's child is called his son. In other words, we don't find it's a stepson. We don't find that the Torah calls him Beno. So, it says, what's it called? That the Torah called him Ben, his son, because he was really his grandson. And we learn from that that grandchildren are called children. So, it says, B'nai Seir, the children of Seir, but it wasn't really his child. It was his grandchild also. So it calls him the grandchild, but it also calls the grandchild the child. Okay, so Shaila, who this Anna was. If the Anna was a man or a woman. Right? Anna sounds to be like a woman. And there's some that say that what's it called? The Gemara in Bava Basra says that she was a woman. And we learn from here that a girl who's the daughter of a son who dies, Yarshins as part of the brothers. She Yarshins her father's. There's no other boys, so the girl Yarshins. So if there's boys, but one of the boys dies, and he has a daughter, the daughter takes his place. And she Yarshins amongst the brothers. And they brought a raya from this pasuk, because Anna was a woman, and she Yarshin together with the other brothers. The others say no, Anna was a man. What's it called? Because it says who Anna. But they say that who can be, it's Aluf Anna. Anna was not just a person, it was a whole tribe. So the who goes on the tribe of Anna, not on the person.
How could a woman live with a woman?
No, Anna wasn't the one who was. Anna was the one who was the child, not the. Father Rabban, Asara Dvar Nivu Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashes. There were 10 things that were created Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashes Ve'eluhe. The air, Uman, the Keshes, Haksav, the Hamichtov or Hamachtev, the Haluchos, Kivru Shemoshe, Ma'or Shemit Mamoshe Ve'eliyo, Psichas Pi Ha'asom, Upsichas Pi Ha'aretz Levoas HaRishoyim, V'yeshomim Afmaklo Shel Aaron, Shkedeo Pracheho, the staff of Aaron, that blossomed with almonds, the Yeshomrim Afamazikin, some say even the Shadim were created Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos, the Yeshomrim Afbindo Shel Adam HaRishon, and some say also that the Godim of Adam HaRishon, he had special the Godim. Bigdo Shel Adam HaRishon, Shoyu Chakukos Bo Kol Min Chayu Behema, Vol Nimsa L'Nimro. On the begotten, there was all the symbols of all the animals, and Adam HaRishon was able to go out into the forest, and the animals would come to him. He wouldn't have to capture them. And that was given over to Nimrod. Al-Kegi Omer K'Nimrod Gibor Tzayin. He was a tremendous hunter, because he didn't have to do any work. The animals were attracted to the clothing. The Esav Har, Govanato, and Esav killed Nimrod and took his baggage. That's why Esav is considered a Rotzeah for killing Nimrod. Because Lachari killed a Russian, but he killed him for his clothing, which is Ritzicha. Ritzicha called the East Side. That's why Esav became a hunter. He had this magical beggar. The Hain Shikosu Brahem Hachamudos Asher Itavabais. Those were the clothing that he gave his mother to watch for him. He didn't trust his wives. He gave his mother the clothing to watch. Anishamati, the God of Shalom Rishon, Hainu Kosmos Or Shayulo. And I, Rashi said, have a different shot. It's not the special beggar that Adam had for capturing animals. It was a special beggar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for Adam and Chava after they sinned.
Which is more misnomer, because Yitzchak was surprised that he came back when it was Yaakov presenting the Esav, that he came back so fast. But if the animals just ran to him and he didn't have to do any work, so why would he be surprised?
No, it's not shechtik and cook it or whatever. It took time to do all the rest of it.
But that took Yaakov also time to do it. And that time was taken.
Yeah, but it didn't take Yaakov time to do it.
His mother did. His mother.
Fana Rabbana. Shiva Dvar Mechusim, they are the Melech. The 7 things that are hidden from a person. Yom HaMisa, nobody knows when they're going to die. The Yom HaNechama, when the, what's it called, a person will get nechama from his tzaris when a personal tzaris will go away. The omek hadin, right? Omek hadin also. People don't know the depth of what they're going to be judged on. They ain't not a day of mabalibo shachaveru. People can't read the thoughts of other people. They ain't not a day of mabalibo. Right? Nobody knows where the parnas is really going to come from. Umalchus beistovit mosay tachzor. Nobody knows when the Shia's going to come. Umalchus chayevis motay tichle. And when the evil governments will stop and existing. Tavar Rabbonin. Gimel tvarim olam achshav liboros. Dim lo alu dinu shialu. The three things that the Rabbonin Shem created, and if he didn't, they were fit to be created. These are things that had to be. Al haneshi asriach, that dead things should decompose. The al haneshi ishtakach min halev, and that the dead should be forgotten from the heart. Not that they're forgotten, but the effect, the emotional pain wears off, takes a year. The al hatzvua shetirkav, and on grain, that if you keep it too long, it rots. The yeshomer al matayah sheyetze. And the people should have a monetary system, which doesn't make sense, right? The people should consider things that really have no value to be important, and they should accept it as a monetary system. All of these things the Rabbanu Shem intended to be, but even if not, the people would have had to create such a thing. Rashi, the Yom HaNechama shall call other Mosai Yismach Midagosa. When a person's sorrows will go away, nobody knows. Only Kadin Harov Toimbo. Inami omekadin ha'asim, right? Either omekadin in this world or in the next world. Malchus chayeves Romi, shekasu bo gvul risha, risha anu chayeves. We don't know when the Roman Empire, which today basically was taken over by the Catholic Church or others, when it's going to stop. All of machshav and eskayim. The Rabbanu Shem intended these things to be, and they had to exist. The lo alu dinu shialu, din lo kei lo hayod eskayim. If these things wouldn't be, the world couldn't exist. If the dead wouldn't decompose, people would save their dead like mementos. Rowing is tsar and tomid of name. They constantly be reminded of their tsar. So therefore, you have to bury them and they decompose. You can't save them as mementos. If you could save wheat, grain, indefinitely, people would store it up, and there wouldn't be anything to eat. This way there has to be constantly new, tvua, growth.